is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Go, 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 go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Holiday weekend done. Are we all intact here? I see Roxanne. Froggy just rolled in after a near-death experience, so he tells me. Fester, I got your email that your weekend plans did not go off as planned.
It's still a great weekend, though. Still a good weekend. I really enjoyed it.
But what happened to the trip to White Castle? The big holiday weekend. First of all, remember that yesterday, Memorial Day, is... you know, not a day to get a good deal on a washer and dryer or a car or carpet. You know, Memorial Day is to memorialize those that have fallen serving our country. Fester, over the weekend, the three-day weekend, was scheduled to go to Orlando to go to the new White Castle in Orlando.
That was my entire plan for Monday. The whole day was going to be the Orlando trip to go to White Castle and come back.
Oh, jeez.
And all week long, we talked about it on the radio show last week. And my wife, I get home, my wife's like, do you seriously want to go to Orlando just to go to White Castle? And
she seriously does not talk like that.
No, she does not talk like that.
That's exactly how she sounds.
And we're not going to do the whole show something like this.
I was like, absolutely, we're going. It sounds like a great idea. It's a fun family trip. And she's like, okay, whatevs. And then the weekend.
Whatevs?
The weekend comes along. It was Saturday, Sunday. And I was like, hey, tomorrow's Monday. Tomorrow's the Orlando trip. Tomorrow's the trip to White Castle.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to get into I-4 traffic heading from Tampa to Orlando to go get little mini hamburgers. Now, I like White Castle. I like Crystal. I like White Castle. You know, I don't have them very often, but, you know, when you... yeah, I don't know, with Crystal, twice a year, maybe? I don't know.
Twice a decade, maybe, honestly. Yeah. How often do you go to Crystal?
Isn't it hard to drive to that place when you have El Cap, like, right down the street, or, like, a really good burger?
Well, again, you don't put Crystal and White Castle in the same category as a big, juicy cheeseburger.
Yeah, a little it's different.
But why drive that far for that?
Well, that's the point. I'm not going to drive to Orlando.
No.
If I happen to be passing by a Crystal or passing by a White Castle and you kind of want to... you have a craving for it, then, you know, you stop and you grab a couple or six or 12 or a suitcase or whatever. All right, hold on to your thought. All right, I want to know what happens here. We're just getting rolling. It's a busy, busy Tuesday. It's the Tuesday that feels like a Monday. It is PDQ's day. We are giving away a $100 PDQ gift card. Just listen. We'll tell you when to call in sometime during the show. The Show Us Your MJ contest is off and running, and more entries are coming in daily. Lots of people claiming they see the big, huge MJ sign on I-4 heading toward Tampa westbound near Plant City, Thanota Sassa Road, right? So... all right, busy Tuesday. Fester, I'll let you finish your story next. And Froggy had a near-death experience over the weekend. No shortage of crap today.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
MJ and the crew, of course, Show Us Your MJ. I'll give you details in just a second on how making a little sign or a medium sign or a big sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105 could win you a brand new car. We're giving away a 2021 Kia Soul from Crown. Second prize is 10 grand. Third prize, 5,000. Give you details in a second. Hold on. All right. Back over to Fester for a second. I thought Festa was going to be part of the whole Memorial Day weekend revenge travel deal. That's what they're calling it, by the way. Memorial Day weekend travel spiked enormously, so many think that that signals the return, essentially, to a degree of normalcy, which is a good thing. You know, you get the pandemic here in the U.S., hopefully in check, you know, problems in the rest of the world in some places, but hopefully we're on our way, you know, more people are getting vaccinated, the more the better. It puts us in a better situation. And Fester was scheduled to go to White Castle.
That was the weekend. That was the pinnacle of the weekend.
The whole weekend was going to White Castle. And somehow something changed and the trip was aborted. White Castle Files only come in one sound. That's right.
Is that true?
What? Well, I don't know if it's true anymore, but it used to be true. That's obviously the Beastie Boys.
That wouldn't be very smart, would it? To only sell fries in one size? I mean, it rhymes.
I mean, are they talking about medium large, or are they talking about like just the cut of the fry?
There was one.
The medium large.
Yeah, it was one size, the quantity. There was one. So
when you order, you just say, I'll take fries. Okay.
All right, so Festa, what happened? Why did your everyone's traveling? Air travel was through the roof. The number of TSA screenings. I thought I heard something, some report. I thought I heard that the number of trips being booked on airlines actually now is exceeding 2019, which was before the pandemic. That's how many people are booking air travel, and all the airlines are scrambling to get all their planes back in the air after parking a bunch and mothballing them, you know, putting them into rest mode, you know, putting them in the desert, you know, to chill out for a while. Or you saw some of the images, right, of the airplanes at some airports just off to the side, just lined up and stacked up like a parking lot at a mall.
Yeah,
having airplanes just parked. So the airlines are scrambling to get all their flights back, flight crews, pilots, everything back because, you know, air travel's booming. All right, so what happened? Why did you cancel your White Castle trip?
I start getting the kids ready. I start, hey, let's get out to the car, guys. Let's go.
So you're literally
ready
to go into the car. All right?
My wife says, I don't want to go. I was like, I said, give me one good reason you don't want to go.
Allison.
And her good reason was,
yeah,
she thinks White Castle's disgusting. She goes, I really think they're disgusting.
It took her that long until you guys are about to get in the car. Well,
how do you get to the planning phase and you're talking about this thing all week and then you're getting ready to walk out of the house and then she cancels the trip? How does that happen?
Well, because all week the planning was this. Are we really going? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay. That's the planning. And then Monday rolls around, and I'm like, all right, guys, let's start getting ready. Let's put on the clothes and start getting the kids dressed. And she's like, are we really going? Is that really the plan? And I'm like, yes, that's the plan.
So what, she think you were joking around and didn't think it was really going to happen?
Well, she knows my...
And then as soon as you're loading the kids up in the car in the driveway, then she realizes, damn, this stuff is for real.
Yeah, she's been married to you for like 50 years. She knows you're going to go.
She definitely. She also knows my stellar track record of follow through.
All right, so it was canceled. So you didn't go.
We did not go.
So you caved in.
I was like, it's not disgusting.
What a
weenie. She's like, it's disgusting.
So you could have just taken the kids just on your own.
I offered that.
You did to Bucky.
I offered that. I was like, listen, I'll just pack the kids up. And I was like, no.
What did you do then?
Just grilled hamburgers at home.
So you unpacked the kids? You got everyone out of the car?
They weren't quite in the car seats yet, but I'm like kind of getting them excited for the, all right, guys, let's get ready for a nice two-hour drive.
You went nowhere this weekend.
I did not go anywhere. Anywhere.
That's why you took the picture. I saw it on Facebook by your pool.
Saturday was clean out the garage day.
And not for a travel agent.
Yeah.
Sunday was romantic dinner with the
That's
old lady.
Fantastic.
Right. And then Monday was not going to White Castle. Still had a great time. It was a great weekend.
It
was a good weekend.
I think Froggy's weekend might have been more exciting. I'm told that Froggy had a near-death experience, almost was decapitated.
I was almost decapitated, almost like the kid I saw get decapitated when I was a kid.
All right, and this is the Audio Daily Double Clue. That is the clue, apparently.
Oh, God.
Is that a jet?
That freaked me out. Oh, God.
That is the clue. Froggy claims to have had a near-death experience. All right, we'll get into that later on. I've got early morons in the news we got to get to here in just minutes. The Show Us Your MJ contest, the entries are rolling in because people are realizing that there's only a month left. We have 1 month left for you to make your Show Us Your MJ sign. And the best sign wins a brand new 2021 Kia Soul from Crown Kia. The second best MJ sign wins $10,000 cash. And the third best sign wins $5,000 cash. Three unbelievable prizes. And all you have to do is make a sign that says, "The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. That's it. And that's the exact verbiage. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. You make a sign. Everything else up to you. You know, how big the sign is, what the decoration is like, where you place it. Again, creativity, duration of the amount of time you display the sign, location, visibility, the physical size, audience impact, overall quality. Those are all factors that are going to go into the judging. You make a sign, you put it on display that the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, and then you submit your entry. All of the rules, tips, and the entry form is at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. You upload your picture, and then boom, sit back and wait to see if your sign is judged best, second best, or third best. For a brand new Kia Soul, $10,000 or $5,000 in cash. All the details again, MJMorningShow.com, MJMorningShow.com. Good luck.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, I'm ready for some early morons in the news, and this is truly Florida Man. You saw this?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the guy's real name, or did he change it to, like, Florida?
I didn't track down his birth mother to ask about the lineage.
He didn't find his government documents.
Yeah, find his birth certificate. And, of course, out of Pasco County, this guy's behind bars. This dude went on a burglary spree, burgled homes and businesses in Zephyr Hills, stole some water too, I believe. Cops say early Sunday morning, a guy by the name of Lawrence Franklin King, Florida. So that would make him Mr. Florida. That would make him a Florida man. Literally, guy's last. I've never heard of anyone with the last name of Florida.
I've met a lot of people.
Yeah, what nationality is that?
I would think some kind of
Florida.
I would have to say Chinese.
Yes.
What nationality? Anyway, I've never heard of anyone with the name of Florida. What do you say, Froggy?
Maybe it's Flo Rida.
Flo Rida,
like the rapper.
Yeah, exactly. So, you ever hear of Jerry Wyoming?
I know, but I know a Susie Tallahassee.
Yeah. Candace, West Virginia.
Oh. Yeah. Candace. She has a bad rep.
All right, so this dude goes on a burglary spree in Pasco County. Lawrence Franklin King, Florida. He stole White Claws? Police say early Sunday morning, this guy, Florida, went into the back area of the Great Catch. So the Great Catch must be a restaurant, right?
Maybe a seafood place? I have no idea. Well, I have no idea.
You'd assume the great catch might be a seafood restaurant or, I don't know, a fish market. He opens the freezer and threw all of the White Claws and beer into a retention pond behind the business.
Come on, man.
That's how he kicked off his burglary spree.
What the hell? According to the police in Zephyr Hills, Florida then walked to Massey Barbershop, which is on a bustling 6th Street in Zephyr Hills, broke a side window, then went into that business, stole a pair of clippers.
Mr. Florida.
Took the clippers, took a charging stand, and took some wireless earbuds. A release from police said that he then walked to Lisa's barbershop. Man, I'll tell you what. Zephyr Hills is loaded with barbershops.
No barbershop is safe.
You got the Massey barbershop. You got the Lisa's barbershop.
Lock down Fantastic Sam's now.
That's on Gallbladder Boulevard. That's gall, but I always call it gallbladder. Broke the front glass door. Once inside of Lisa's barbershop, the guy stole 5 clippers.
Come on, Mr. Florida.
2 pairs of scissors valued at $1,000.
Okay, so far we're seeing a theme of sharp items between the clippers, the scissors, and then the white claws.
I think there's more of a theme with barbershops and then a seafood restaurant, but Wait a minute. Then the burglary spree continues. He rolls over to Carpet and Floor Source.
Oh, my God.
That's on Gall Boulevard. Broke a side window, went inside. There was nothing reported missing there. Kind of tough to walk out with giant rolls of carpet.
Went over to Bob's Carpet Mart.
I'm going
to
take this pallet of tile.
Tried to use the clippers to cut some carpet. No, he didn't do that. According to the Zephyr Hills Police Department, Mr. Florida then walked to Living Foods Bakery and Cafe.
Enough! Leave the local business people alone!
He broke a side door glass window, went inside, took approximately $800 in cash, took jackets, coins, cash bags, and keys.
This guy's a definition of a menace.
By the way, a pair of antique scissors from Lisa's barbershop was found in the carport of that business. This is all according to Channel 8. My God, it took whoever wrote this story for Channel 8, it took him 3 hours to write the story.
I mean, is he still on his spree? I mean, he's arrested now.
Then he continued on to Zephyr Hills Veterinary Clinic.
Got some good stuff here.
Well, at least he has the clippers. He can start giving animals some cuts.
That's also on Gall, the gall of this guy. It's on Gall Boulevard again.
Everything's on Gall Boulevard in Zephyr Hills.
Well, I think there was a 6th and there was a 10th as well. He broke a window on the west side of the veterinary clinic. That triggered an alarm.
Wait, that wasn't a joke?
What?
He really did break into a vet clinic?
Yes.
I thought you were kidding. I thought the story was over and we're making jokes now.
Then he breaks into a vet clinic.
Outrageous.
And typically, vet clinics, I think, are alarmed pretty good because all the drug fiends that want to steal, like, ketamine and stuff, right? Like cat tranquilizer, whatever the hell that stuff is.
I think he scored some of that.
All right. Now, nothing is reported missing at the vet. Keys and a bag of coins were found in the dumpster of the clinic, which belonged to Farm Fresh. Now, he then...
Oh, my God, no.
It goes on?
Joanne's Fabrics, let me guess.
Florida then went to Little Cat Rescue, where he broke into a shed in their backyard and stole cat warmers.
I hate Mr. Florida.
I don't know what a cat warmer is.
Like to deworm your cat.
Yeah, I think so. He stole cat warmers.
Oh, wormers.
He stole animal pain medication and syringes. So maybe he got the ketamine there. I don't know.
Yeah, it was the cat pain medication.
Oh, my God. This guy is just a menace.
I will say he has good taste. I'm on the website for the big catch.
Yeah, they got
the great catch.
Yeah, they got some big bowl of crawfish there.
It's fantastic. It really looks like a great place, MJ.
It's almost like a bar crawl, but with crime.
God.
And haircuts.
Then Officer Zielinski with the Zephyr Hills Police Department, he responds to a report about 5:30 a.m. that someone pulled a homeowner's Ring camera doorbell off of their home. The homeowner identified Florida as a suspect, so he just rips the Ring doorbell off the front door. Then Florida broke into a truck, stole some tools and a briefcase, And finally, once the cops got a hold of this guy after he was given his Miranda rights of you got the right to remain silent, police say that Florida admitted breaking into all the above-listed locations and agreed to walk officers around where he dumped all the stolen items. My, what was this guy's mission? My God, Lawrence Franklin King, Florida.
He's literally the king of Florida.
Oh, my God. What a maniac.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
And did you send me an email that you were surrounded by celebrities over the weekend?
No, I didn't. Just one in particular, Mark Wahlberg.
Well, that would be surrounded by celebrities or a celebrity. So you were so you kind of just blurted out who it was instead
I'm kind of so excited.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the anticipation of the storytelling business here, and you're just blurt it right out. So hey, forget about the buildup and the guests. Right. Forget about any kind of a tease or anything.
You don't need a payoff.
Yeah, there you go.
Just wow.
All right.
Yes. My reaction to him is the payoff.
I got a story. I saw a celebrity over the weekend. I don't know if I... Samuel Jackson! Just kidding. I didn't see him.
Roxanne just blurted it right out.
I was excited.
I was gonna,
can't help it.
I was going to kind of tell a story and build it up. And,
arc, maybe.
Yeah.
Go to traffic.
Just
go to traffic.
Just go to break. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Just another early morons in the news. And this is actually going to be great because this is also going to be our mugshot of the day. This might even be the mugshot of the month. And today is June 1st, by the way, which is the beginning of...
June?
The hurricane season.
You are correct, Roxanne. Today, June 1st, is the official start of hurricane season. And they're expecting an above average season. So June 1 to November 30th, the official hurricane season spread. All right. First, though, this could be the mugshot of the month, and it's only June 1st. Ladies and gentlemen, 911, what's your emergency? You stupid. Want to pose naked? You ever expect to hear?
Whoa!
Fester's giving me a.
I wasn't sure if you played that audio clip or if that was. Oh my God! I just saw the mugshot.
Yeah. All right, this. Hey Frog, what do you think of that?
Oh my God! How much bath salts is that guy on?
South Carolina man verbally assaults 911 dispatcher.
All right.
Oh, man.
Coop, are you getting the mugshot up on our website?
I just put it up on the Drivel, yeah.
All right, folks, if you want to see the mugshot of the month, this is the winner right here. This is the first day of the month, and this is already the mugshot of the month. Trust me. It's up at MJMorningShow.com. You go to our website, then look for MJ's Daily Drivel, and it's there. Click on that and see this guy. South Carolina man, Michael Wayne Bullock, 54 years old. Son, calling dispatchers and calling him stupid and asking them if they want to pose nude. That's no way to go through life, son. 54 years old, charged with unlawful use of 911. He's in Greenwood, South Carolina, arrested after calling 911 numerous times. He called the dispatcher stupid, also hit the dispatcher with other names. And then also asked if she would ever consider posing naked for photographs.
Okay.
All right. So on this spectrum of morons, it's average to above average. But the mugshot makes the story.
The mugshot is phenomenal.
The eyeballs in the mugshot.
He's got like bulging eyeballs. He's like, I don't know what did he. Did a cop take the phone and whack him in the eye with the phone? You got to see this guy's mugshot.
Fester, MJ, he looks like the wide eye emoji, doesn't he? He almost looks like the...
It's crazy.
The exact emoji.
Yeah. All right, go to MJMorningShow.com and take a look at this maniac.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show's Q105, and Froggy's informed us that he had a near-death experience over the weekend. Hold on to that thought. Just a quick mention on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Lightning on Sunday, so they were away. They were up in North Carolina the first game. This is round two, game one of the playoffs. The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Carolina Hurricanes, and it was 2-1. And that was Sunday. It was a, what was that, like a 5 p.m. game?
Yeah, it was an earlier game. It wasn't like a primetime game.
All right, and then game two is going to be tonight, 7:30, also up in Carolina. So game two, both of the first two games are away. They'll come back home on Thursday night and Saturday night. And then it'll be next Tuesday if needed. It'd be nice if they can just sweep all four games and get Carolina out of the way.
Yeah, get some of these guys who are beat up, get them some rest.
Yeah, so tonight is game two of round two, also up in, what, they play in Raleigh? Is that where they play?
They play in the Raleigh, yeah.
Yeah, Raleigh area. The Carolina, what are you snickering at over there, Roxanne?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Where do you think the Carolina Hurricanes play? if you had to guess, before you type it into Google, if we said Raleigh.
Myrtle Beach?
I think Asheville, right?
They're Raleigh.
I thought they played in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Right. You're 100% right.
Hold on. You gave me a poof.
From a sports reporter,
guys, there have been some mistakes thrown around the room before when it comes to sports, and I just try to keep my mouth quiet, but I was wrong on this one. What do you want me to do?
Give the Ed Bassmaster. So,
I got a Bassmaster.
Listen, a three-day vacation. My brain is not really warmed up yet.
That's obvious. All right, so wait a minute. So when I said I think they play in Raleigh, North Carolina, and you went... And you gave Fester a look. Where did you think they played?
Well, for a second, I thought they played in Charlotte, but I just went crazy for a moment.
Yeah, that's where you have a football team in Charlotte.
Basketball team.
You have a basketball team in Charlotte.
Canoe. They have a great canoe league.
The Charlotte Canoers? Forget it. They paddle the hell out of that river.
Froggy, tell me about this near-death experience. And
it wasn't near-death. It was basically I would have died. My head would have been chopped off.
But you didn't die, so it would be near death.
All right, I guess you're right.
And okay. This is the audio clue. Froggy sent me this. Is like, I almost had a near-death experience over the weekend. Would you end up on the runway at Tampa International Airport? What the hell happened? Actually, that sounds more like military jets. Would you accidentally drive onto the runway over at MacDill? What happened?
I literally felt like I was on a runway, but I was walking along the beach with my family.
Which beach?
Reddington Shores, Sunday night. The sun set, a lot of people out on the beach.
Oh, that sounds lovely and romantic. So you're walking with Kim, your wife.
And my kids.
And two kids.
Yes.
And that's Chet and what's it?
Skippy Flapwitz.
Skippy and Chet?
Yeah.
Those are the two kids' names, okay?
Skippy and Chet. Right. And we're walking, and Chet was being annoying. I don't know. But so we look up.
I'm sorry, what are your kids' names again?
Luke and Max.
Luke and Max, I'm
basically
sorry.
Basically Skippy right. and Chet.
Sorry.
So, they answer to Chet.
So you're walking on the beach, Reddington Shores.
Yeah, lovely night, watching the sunset, and then we see this huge airplane-looking drone. I mean, it looked like an airplane at first. I was like, what is that? That airplane's flying low. And then we see it's a drone because it's all lit up.
So it's a big drone.
But it's like the size of this room. I'm talking huge.
There's no drone the size of this
MJ.
Room. Unless it's a military drone.
Did you see the video I sent you? I sent Coop. Coop could post it on the internet because I took a video.
Can he post it on the internet? Is that the internet?
He can post it on the internet or the Googles.
He can put it on the internet?
Okay. Okay.
On the entire internet or just part of it?
I'm just going to show Fester the video real quick.
All right.
Look at the video while we're chatting, and you tell me what you think of this should be illegal.
Well, I want to see it as well.
Oh, you didn't? I sent it to you.
I didn't get the video.
Okay, so we're watching
it. I don't have an iPhone. It didn't come to me.
So there we are. We're watching it. Look how big that thing is. That thing's the size of this room.
It's not the size of the room, but that is it looks to be a pretty large.
Who needs a drone that big?
Oh, the guy was acting cool and showing off. He was doing flippy flips and loopy loops with it. Okay, so we're watching it. Wow, look at that.
It does look like a fairly large drone. And then what happens?
Then, after I take that video, if you see, it sort of points at us at the very end, okay? I stop taking the video. We're just enjoying the sunset. Oh, that was cool. Okay. 2 seconds later, we turn around, we're walking.
So after you stop the video, 2 seconds later.
The swoosh happened, the sound. Basically, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden...
And
like the sound I put in the system.
It almost cuts off your head.
The thing skimmed my hair.
If you would have had your hand up in the air, it would have hit your hand.
You're telling me that you actually felt the drone on your hair.
In the back of my neck, I felt it. I don't know if the guy lost control of it. I don't know what happened. He was doing loop-de-loops to show off. Everybody's like, yeah, really cool. I guess he was doing a loop. He went a little low. He almost chopped my head off. Not only mine. But my entire family.
That would be a decapitation.
Don't you? I mean, looking at the size of that thing.
Entire froggy family decapitation. Everyone.
Four-person decap. And if you saw the video, okay, just think about that thing.
I'll have a cup of decap.
Look, it's called a quad decap.
If you see that thing, it's going, what, 50 miles an hour?
It's going pretty fast.
If it hits me in the back of the neck, MJ, what happens? Worst case scenario, chops my head off.
You know, well, first of all.
Best case, I'm a paraplegic most of my life. Because this thing hits me in the back of the neck, snap vertebrae.
It's not a paraplegic. It's
a paraplegic?
No.
I'll have a monkey living with me. It doesn't matter, dude. I'm going to have to use a laser pointer to go grocery shopping.
It's not paraplegic. It's paraplegic.
So here's the problem.
You're adding an extra syllable.
Here's the problem.
You're adding an extra syllable to that word?
Did you yell at the guy? Did you have
MJ.
Do you have words?
Here's the problem. Yeah. I didn't know where it was coming from. Because this thing was huge. You could have been flying it from everywhere.
So it could have been a woman flying it.
Yeah. So I go, who the is flying the drone? Who like the loud.
You yelled, who the
I go, who the is flying this god drone?
All right, Froggy,
like that.
Calm down.
Loud.
Calm down.
So and I look around.
And there are people all over the beach, I would imagine.
Looking at me, and they're like, oh, because they were sort of shocked that it's flying so low.
And you have no idea where the person was with the controller?
No idea.
They could have been like up on an apartment building balcony or something.
Show yourself now, you son of that. Why ain't White Castle fries?
I hit the wrong one.
So, finally, after me cursing and yelling, I find out in front of this little townhouse is this old man.
Oh, so you did see who it was.
I finally found him.
All right.
It was an old man. And he was like, I really apologize. Because people were crowding around him.
Come on, this is not a 90-year-old guy flying a drone.
Well, it makes sense. That's why his drone was so big. They have big phones. They have big drones.
He was a beach guy. He probably does it every night. Or he might have been in his 70s. He was an older dude.
An older guy, though. You wouldn't expect him to have this super drone.
And I go, dude, watch your bleeping drone.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
One of the airlines, I don't know, Southwest, Delta, United, JetBlue. That'd be like a great feel-good commercial, right? You show the picture of the pilots smiling and welcoming passengers on board. The flight attendants are helping people. You show the baggage guys down underneath the plane taking the bags off. You see the plane flying off into the sunset. Families walking on the plane. And then you run the song underneath. Time for me to fly, you know, kind of getting back to, you know, reality. Time for me to fly. But then I realized that the song is about a nasty, bad relationship breakup.
It's really an awful breakup.
Yeah, it's about a terrible, terrible breakup. And then I'm like, maybe it's not the best commercial for Delta to use.
Not quite the right campaign.
But no, think about it. All right, now this is sort of this works out well because this is sort of a theme of where I'm heading. Now, if you've never called the show, if you've never called this program in the past, this might be a good time for you to call because this is very simple. I want to ask the question right now. As things are starting to get back to normal, we're seeing normalcy return every single day. What are you seeing? Now, there's a specific story that I have here as an example of this could be it, folks. This could be the real indicator of things are getting back to normal. If you've never called the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, this might be a great time for you to call. The question is, what are you seeing? What do you think my story is about things getting back to normal? This is a great example. This could be the real trigger of things are getting back to normal after COVID-19. All right. 800-990-1047. So if you've never called the show before, or if you have called the show, what are you seeing about things getting back to normal? What are you witnessing? Give us an example of things are starting to get back to normal. What are you seeing? All right. And I'm going to ask the crew as well. 800-990-1047. So with COVID-19 in the last year plus really upending our lives, what are you seeing now that's an example of, hey, things are getting back to normal finally? All right, 800-990-1047. So a quick phone call, and all you got to do is, you know, give us a quick example. What are you seeing regarding things getting back to normal? 800-990-1047. Fire up the phones right now. Want to hear your story. 800-990-1047 is the number to get a hold of us. All right, let me go down around the room first here quickly and ask Fester first.
Yes.
Give me an example of things getting back to normal.
I would go to the supermarket. I'm usually there every other day, and I don't wear my mask anymore. I'm fully vaccinated, and I feel fine walking into Publix or Winn-Dixie with no mask on. And it feels good because I still see some
people. A lot of places are not requiring masks.
Right.
Okay. That's a good example. All right. Maybe I'll intersperse phone calls. Your Coop is screening calls right now. Maybe I'll intersperse. That's what I'll do. I'm going to grab calls here. Mm. So Fester, good example. Not exactly what I'm looking for, but good example. Let me go to, Kelly is in Plant City. Kelly, give me an example of things getting back to normal.
Two things. I saw parades and people out partying this weekend with no mask on, and then I also saw a huge MJ sign on I-4 driving to work this morning. It's massive.
That's nice. Fantastic. You saw the big sign on I-4 that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, right?
Yes, with the little picture of an alien. It's amazing. You guys got to check it out.
That's a great example of the Show Us Your MJ contest and the fact that we're giving away a brand new 2021 Kia Soul from Crown. That's first place for the best MJ Morning Show sign. Second prize is $10,000. Third prize is $5,000. Just make a nice sign, a huge sign. The entire Tampa Bay area is your canvas. And the best is going to win the car. Second best wins $10,000 cash. Third best, $5,000. Kelly in Plant City, all great guesses, great suggestions. Not what I'm looking for, but thanks for calling, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
No. Keep in mind, your answers aren't wrong. There's just a specific thing that I have right here that is a real indicator that things are getting back to normal, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you. Let me grab, Janice in Zephyr Hills. Janice, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi.
Janice, give me an example of things are getting back to normal.
No one is wearing masks anymore at work.
Oh, well, there you go. Again, the mask policy here at the radio station. We got an update as of today that masks are not required inside the office if you're fully vaccinated. Janice, great guess. Doesn't hit the chord of exactly what I'm looking for, which I think is the quintessential example. Let me grab one more here, and then I'll do the big reveal. How about Vinny in Spring Hill? Vinny, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Give me an example of things getting back to normal.
How are you? So I'm just going to say concerts are starting to book and pretty much like that. Venice Symphony's open, so I'm thinking.
Great example. Again, all these calls are fantastic, but not exactly what I'm looking for.
Wait, Vinny just said the symphony. You're not looking for the symphony?
All right. Roxanne, what do you think?
You go out to dinner with friends and you share food off each other's plates.
Ew.
How about you lick their silverware? How about,
That's how I greet my friends. I lick their nose.
Yeah, not a, not what I'm looking for, Roxanne. But you know, not a bad guess. All right, Froggy, you go ahead. What do you think?
I was going to say the amount of illegal parking going on at the beach over the weekend might be a good indicator. I don't know. I mean, nobody had a mask on at the beach.
Not what I'm looking for. But folks, are you ready? This is it. This is just a quick big reveal.
I mean, were we close?
No.
Okay.
This is the indicator that things are really getting back to normal. Starting this month, Costco is bringing back the free samples.
Yes! That's just going to cry.
Hairnet.
Look at him.
Hairnet lady and the free samples are coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the free samples will... The free samples will return to full sampling. It'll start early June, and it'll continue through the end of the month. And free samples will be back at all the Costco locations. Look at that. The hairnet lady with the little toothpicks and some kind of a little, or a little tiny cup with a little, with a quarter ounce of some juice.
Oh.
Lord, you have heard my prayer.
There you go.
Thank you. I see Fester's goosebumps on his arm.
An example of things getting back to normal. Costco samples are coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause. Thank you.
Right.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You know, I feel bad for this woman. Clearly, I mean, I want to show compassion. It's a bizarre story. It certainly fits the profile of morons in the news story. But, you know, I want to show some human compassion because this woman clearly, you know, has some wires that are not quite connected properly. And there is an excuse, but the storm drain lady's back. Do you remember the bizarre story we had like a month or so ago?
Yeah, the lady was like in there for, was it?
3 weeks.
Okay.
Well, yeah. That was the claim. And, you know, we kind of doubted that.
Yeah, because how would you survive?
I don't know. I don't believe that she was in the storm drain for 3 weeks. This was a woman. She went missing. She was finally rescued from a storm drain tunnel. Here in Florida, it was over in Delray Beach. And I think the story there was that she claims that she went for a swim in a canal. And then she ended up making a turn into like a concrete storm drain and decided, hey, I'm going to swim into this dark pipe. You know, I'm just going to swim on in, you know.
Maybe she was like influenced by Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, didn't they live in the storm drains in Manhattan?
You're exactly right.
That's a good point.
I think, Leonardo?
Yeah.
Weren't they all named after artists?
Yeah. Michelangelo, and Donatello.
She was after pizza is what she was after, right?
Splinter.
So this woman, a couple of months ago, first of all, who goes swimming in canals here in Florida?
Nobody. You got to be insane. You
know, alligators.
Snakes.
Gators. Just gators.
Gators. That's enough to keep me out of a canal.
They live there.
You've got to be careful walking your dog. You have a little poodle, a little fluffy, and just walking fluffy. And, you know, next thing you know, a gator just comes up and chews your dog leash off and gone.
In like 1 second.
Even less than a second there, Froggy.
In like half a second.
A nanosecond.
So this woman, she claimed that she got lost, that she was in a canal swimming, ends up in a storm drain, makes a couple of turns, she was exploring, and then next thing she knew, she was in the storm drain for 3 weeks, which I just have a hard time, you know, believing that.
You can't live in a dark storm drain for 3 weeks. Yeah.
You can live off of roaches and rainwater. You'd be fine.
It was a couple of months ago. It was actually in March when that happened.
Sort of died of heat, darkness, starvation.
You can't,
she had plenty of liquid, I guess.
You can't die of darkness.
You can die of darkness.
Well, you ready for the new twist on this lady? The new twist is that she was in another underground tunnel system, this time in Texas.
No! Come on. No. Come on.
This is her thing.
She was just found. I'm not making this up, but I feel bad because...
She's like a mole.
Well, she's got some mental issues, obviously. She's been found in another underground tunnel system. Lindsay Kennedy, 43, climbed out of a 6-foot drain pipe on Saturday night, was taken to a hospital, according to her mother, who told WPEC Television, which is over in West Palm. She had been checked into a rehab facility when she wandered off. So she was in a rehab facility.
In Texas.
Wanders out of the rehab facility and then migrates to another storm drain system.
You know how bad those must stink?
Yeah. She was last seen in an area in the Dallas suburbs of Grand Prairie and Arlington. Kennedy's boyfriend, Brady Morgan, told Fox News that Grand Prairie officers spotted her. When they approached her, she slipped into a nearby storm drain.
Oh, my God.
Her family then tracked her using an app on her cell phone that noted her last pingable location before she went underground in the storm system. As a precaution, relatives lifted up manhole covers and dropped in bags of food and Gatorade into the...
She found it.
Into the drainage system.
It sounds like a loving family.
Oh, my God. Anyway, she was in the hospital on a psychiatric hold. Her family reported that she has a psychosis. She has post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, from years of being in an abusive relationship.
And she's a former Manhattan mole person that lives under the ground. Don't they live in the subway?
She ought to get a job like working in a mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Coal miner or something.
She's hired.
You know what? I feel really bad for this woman. I want to have some compassion here, but it's just bizarre. She has this just magnetic attraction to going underground.
And a fearlessness of it.
But it's like part rabbit.
But you think about all of the nastiness, rats and snakes and just
germs,
sludge and just disgusting, filthy conditions. And she's just comfortable going underground into drainage systems.
You know those maps, those sticker maps that people put on the side of RVs where they cover all the states that they travel to?
Yeah, yeah. You color in each state that you traveled in.
She has one of them on the side of her car, and it has Florida and Texas right now.
For drainage pipes.
And her goal is to cover the country and visit every drainage pipe.
Oh, my God. I hope this woman gets therapy treatment. But I didn't think we'd be talking about her again, and now she's back underground in drainage pipes. Can you see if there's an update? I saw this yesterday afternoon. Can you see if
how bad was that relationship she was in that she'd rather live underground?
And remember, when she was found here in Florida down in Delray Beach, she was naked. No word whether she was clothed or what the status is, but she's...
Just cut 6 inches of a pipe out and put it in your house and let her sleep in it.
All right, so she was rescued again. All right, so she's now in the hospital under a new psychiatric hold. So she was rescued again from the drainage pipes in Texas now.
Twice in 3 months.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. In the middle of the last segment, we're talking about Storm Drain Lady. Clearly all confused. Well, got another confused story. This one a little closer to home. Like mom and dad. Did I say this was the MJ Morning Show on Q105? Oh, my God. So I'm like...
They okay?
Are they okay? Are they safe?
Well, yeah. My phone rings, and I see it's my dad. This is the middle of the last segment. So as soon as we went to the commercial break, I checked my...
Voicemail,
and there's a voicemail from my dad, and I listen to the voicemail. It's like, Todd, we're at the airport. Been a little mistake. Our flight's not this morning.
What? Oh no!
Oh my God!
It's next Tuesday.
It's like a sitcom.
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
My God. Anyway, my dad is he'll be 79 this year. My mom is 76. And, I, you know, things just...
You're still young.
Well, they had a rental car, which I'm amazed that it got turned back in to Hertz in one piece. That's number one.
Oh, man.
Little bumper cars out there.
It took my mom about an hour to back out of my driveway. Hang on a second.
I've got it.
Then almost mowed over the neighbor's mailbox.
Oh, my grandma did that.
Which, by the way, is not like some cheap Lowe's mailbox on a wooden stake. It's some elaborate, like, cast iron mailbox.
With bricks.
And it's not in your yard, either.
It would have done more damage to the rental car than anything else.
Hang on. Michelle just saw them off at, like, 6 a.m. this morning. Hold on.
Well, you shouldn't see them anywhere.
No. An Uber came and picked them up because we turned in the rental car last night, so they wouldn't have to worry about the rental car this morning.
Did the Uber bring them right back?
Hello?
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Did my parents call you yet?
No.
All right, so my parents, let me just tell the story. My parents come in from West Palm. They flew in on Friday night, nice long weekend with the family. They haven't seen the kids in a long time, Chloe and Julian. Both home from school. Chloe's up in college in New England. Julian goes to boarding school in Connecticut. The whole family. My parents are coming up. We had a lovely weekend, by the way. Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Their flight's not today.
What?
Their flight's not today.
What happened?
We're at the airport.
They're at the airport.
Yes, they are.
Hopefully they can catch a ride from one of the planes there.
My parents are... They could go to Tulsa if they want. What are you saying, Fester?
I can go pick them up.
I'll
pick them up
and
right now.
And drive them back down?
Yeah, right on here.
No, I'll drive them back to the house. I'll pick them up tomorrow morning, take them back to the airport.
Stop trying to get out of work. They can find their own way.
Hang on a minute. Let me call my dad. Let me see. Hey, Michelle. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, let me try to conference in my dad. Hold on a second.
Tell him I have a Lincoln. Big car.
He's not going to be happy, right?
Yeah, you're like a Liberty car driver. Yeah. It's like you got a Lincoln Town car.
No, your folks are great. I'd love to pick them up.
All right, hey, I'm calling my dad. Oh, my God.
Who's this fat mess picking us up, Todd?
Hello?
Hey, Dad, it's your son. We're live on the air, okay?
Yep.
All right, we're live on the air. I got Michelle on the phone. I got the whole crew here. So your flight is not until tomorrow? You booked the wrong date?
No, Mom booked the right date. When the printout came through, Mom just attaches it to a written record. Her written record has the correct date on it. When we got to the counter, she checked it, says you're on tomorrow's flight. So then Mom looked at the printout.
All right, so wait a minute. So hold on a minute. So the Mom's handwritten notes on what you wanted to do say today, but in reality, you're booked for tomorrow. All right, so can you get on a flight today, or are they all sold out?
Well, I'm waiting to see if we can get standby, but looking at the line here, I'm right here at the line. It doesn't look like we're going to get on.
All right, Michelle?
Yes? Oh, my gosh. They have doctor's appointments today.
Hey, Todd, it's a good thing that God gave me wings. Mom and I are going to fly back to your house.
Oh, my gosh.
Michelle, you got a job to do.
Do you want me to send Fester to pick you up at the airport?
Well, I figured you'd pick us up after you're done.
I'm done at 10:30, 10:45.
That's 2.5 hours away.
I mean, a lot to see at Tampa International.
No. Wait a minute. You're yelling. I can't hear. I'm on my watch.
All right.
He's using his iPhone watch.
All right, Michelle, I got to get back to the show. Can you call my dad and deal with this?
All right, goodbye.
Michelle, if you need me to pick him up, I'll ditch the show today and pick up the folks.
Yes, all right.
Listen, guys. If it's okay and you can't do it, I'll get back on the Uber. The guy was terrific that took us here.
You can Uber back. And I got to go, Dad. All right.
Good, Dad. We got to cut you off.
Michelle will Michelle, we'll call you back.
I love your dad has an Apple Watch, a Tesla. Yeah. I mean, he is just, he's Mr. Tech.
But he doesn't know what month it is. I mean,
he's got the tools to help him.
Well, they're certainly getting a little more confused. You know, my dad's going to be, you know, 79.
He's dealing with it great, though.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Trust me, my dad probably had a screaming match with my mom at the airport. What do you mean you booked the wrong day? It's always something, my God. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hey, I mentioned earlier, it is PDQ's day. We have a $100 PDQ gift card to give away, and that'll happen during the course of the show. Keep listening. We'll give away a PDQ gift card soon here on Q105. $100. So just listen. I'll tell you when to call in.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. I mean, in the middle of the show, the last thing I need, phone calls from my parents. Hey, we're at the airport, but we're not booked on a flight today.
There are a lot of nice restaurants at Tampa International that they can go hang out at until they can get their ride back.
They can just live at the airport. What was that? Was that a Tom Hanks movie where he lived in the airport?
Yeah. And then
Charles de Gaulle Airport.
You know, I never saw that movie, but what was that called? There was a movie where Tom Hanks portrayed a guy. Well, hold on. Gekoop.
It was Terminal.
Terminal. Did you see it?
I did, yeah. I watched it as a kid. It made no sense to me.
Terminally boring.
As a kid, it was like last year it came out.
No,
it was 2004.
That movie's like 15 years old.
Well, my time is all screwed up because of the pandemic. Expensive time.
Are you okay today?
Guys, you're this new movie. It's called Star Wars.
It just came out.
Supposed to be good. Drops this Thursday.
There's something called Chewbacca.
Have you guys heard of the new horror film, Nosferatu? Just came out.
All right, so, Roxanne, you pitched me a story.
I did.
Roxanne pitches the story to me. Are you going to be okay to do this?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right, Roxanne pitches me a story, and I'm like, you know what? Let me let you run with this. Roxanne wants to make the case. Roxanne wants to make the case. And you read something that doing nothing is what?
The secret to getting more out of life.
Is doing nothing?
Is doing nothing. So you're saying, what does that mean? And I think what it really comes down to is getting your phone away from you. In other words, yesterday, okay, so I didn't have my phone with me for 2 days over the weekend. And at first you're very twitchy.
What do you mean? Wait a minute.
It was in my car.
You just intentionally left it in your car?
Accidentally.
For 2 days?
Yeah.
How far away were you from your car?
Well, I didn't feel like walking downstairs and getting the valet and doing all that. So I just said, just leave it.
Where'd you go this weekend?
We went to Palm Beach. So we were at the hotel.
Yes.
And I didn't want
to. Did you go to the Breakers?
We went to a very hoity-toity place.
Were you actually on Palm Beach Island?
Yes, on Palm Beach Island.
Yes.
So what hotel did you stay at?
The Breakers.
Oh, you actually stayed at the Breakers?
Yes.
And hold on a minute. Doug forked out money for a holiday weekend at the Breakers?
Well, we didn't vacation at all last year, so it was like 2 vacations in one.
Look at Doug, Mr. Moneybag.
Did he have a coupon? Was there a Groupon for the Breakers or something?
You know what's funny? Is my daughter is like, Mom, this hotel is so fancy.
Yeah.
Do you think we need to move into a nicer house when we get back to Tampa?
Your daughter said that at 4 years old?
She did say that.
You're going to have a... My God.
I'd explain her.
Doug does look like Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah, the Breakers, by the way, is a fancy schmancy hotel. The Breakers. On Palm Beach. And Doug, he didn't pull any strings and like have Derek Jeter call for a discount or something?
No.
All right, so expensive.
It's expensive. But we didn't take a vacation last year, we knew this was going to be our big vacation.
There's a Groupon right now for the Breakers.
No, there's not.
Spend 2 nights, get 1 night free. How many nights were you there? three nights?
Three.
No,
he used it. That's what he was using.
Serious? Yeah, Desert Groupon right now.
No, of course. You're making that. You're making that up.
There's no
get out of here. All right,
silly.
All right, so you wouldn't go to the valet to get your phone out of your car?
No, I didn't. And so I just left it in the phone in the car for 2 days, and it felt great. I knew it was in there because I could picture it. I was like, darn it, I was loading the kids up.
It's like
I just
a didn't. Phone divorce, a phone separation.
Right, right. And so I felt so good. And that's really what doing nothing is, because then on the drive back home, I'm like, okay, I'm reunited with my phone. I have 9 million things I need to do. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do anything.
Well, explain this article. You sent me a link to an article that says doing nothing is the secret to getting more out of life.
Well, let me tell you some people
who nailed that one, Roxanne.
Done nothing. Thomas Edison and his employees would spend hours doing nothing but pondering.
Thomas Edison invented like a million things.
Wait a minute. Pondering is not doing nothing.
Yeah, it's when you're not like getting information, like reading your phone or checking an email or checking social media.
Thomas Edison didn't have a smartphone.
He didn't have his options. He didn't have his options.
He didn't have a Samsung Galaxy.
Edison, here's your iPhone.
Here's your iPhone.
Thank you.
You know who did have...
Hello, front desk. This is Thomas Edison. I've left my smartphone in my car.
Mr. Edison, we'll bring it right up in a cart. It's nighttime, so we have to find a candle first.
I have the iPhone 12 Pro.
Nobody's invented a light bulb yet, Mr. Edison.
Could you ponder that? Okay,
I'm pretty sure Edison did a couple things.
Bill Gates has long taken what he thinks of as his think week when he goes to a remote area and just
okay, I don't want to hear about
thinks.
Bill Gates anymore, because his think week is with another woman.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's his think week.
All right, you're just talking about vacations.
Or possibly Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know. All right, next.
And also, you have this designer, Stefan Sagmeister. He's a New York-based design firm guy.
I have no idea who the hell that is.
I don't either, but
I don't want to hear about
very
him.
Successful. Now, he takes a whole year off every 7 years. He takes a whole year off.
Every 7 years? He takes a year off?
Yes, just to go think and ponder.
I've got to work on my collection.
He needs to come up with ways that I know who the hell he is. I know.
So here's the thing. You do nothing and your brain is still busy. Do you understand? So if you're constantly reading your cell phone, sending social media, blah, 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 your brain never has a chance to do that nothing that it does when you stare out the window, for example.
That explains your show prep
Hold
method.
Hold on. You just stare out the window?
Yeah. So that's what I did yesterday, and it was awesome.
Wait a minute.
That's what depressed people. Were you in sweats?
Yeah. I had a friend who was committed to an asylum, and all he did was look out the window.
Was Jack Nicholson
there?
That's like an old person with dementia in a home. Staring out the window.
I was picturing staring out the car window instead of like staring at my phone. I just stared out the car window and I just made observations about what we saw on the road and talked to Doug. It was like, it was fun. It was better than staring at my phone.
It's weird.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on in Roxanne's head.
It's like one flew over the cuckoo's nest over there.
Yes. You got to just do a little. You
We're
gotta
breaking
refresh.
Out of here, Chief.
What do you think of Nurse Ratched?
I always thought she was kind of hot.
You had fantasies about getting with Nurse Ratched?
I would have loved her. She was sexy with those eyes.
All right, so Roxanne, your pitch is do nothing.
Do nothing, and then your brain does what it's supposed to do. That,
all right. Now,
in the article
that you read, it's like 11 pages. How often are you supposed to do nothing? And for how long are you supposed to do nothing?
You have to find what works for you. But, you know, a couple days away to break away. Some people need a week. And some people, like that one guy who we don't know who he is, needs a whole year. Just
wouldn't
get
this mean paralyzed people would be the most successful people ever? They literally do nothing all day.
I think a lot of it has to do with...
That's insensitive.
I'm just saying, what's insensitive is saying do nothing.
No, you can be... What is your fixation with paralyzation today, by the way?
Have I said it?
Yes, two times this morning as well.
The drone incident.
I think that scared you. I think the drone incident scared you.
I don't understand how doing nothing helps anything.
Mentally,
you must do something.
I can't do nothing.
Yeah, mentally. I have ADHD.
I always have to be doing something.
So those people that are so fat that they get woven into their couch, that literally do nothing.
Oh, they're doing great.
Pulled out by a forklift through their bay window in their front of their trailer park. Those people are like The world leaders?
Success stories. They have pork chops literally growing into their stomach.
Life goals.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show. We've reached our cruising altitude this morning. Froggy's high as a kite.
Are we cruising?
it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. I'll give you details on the... Oh, my dad's calling. Oh, my... Hold on a minute.
Put on my speaker.
Hang on a minute. Hey, Dad, I'm going to put you on speakerphone on my cell phone. Hold on a minute. We're going to go... I'm live on the air. I just opened up the segment. Hang on. Dad, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. They do not have any standbys. They're all booked.
All right, so you can't get on a flight today.
They wanted to put me in baggage, but I told them I would go baggage, but Mom doesn't want to go baggage.
All right, so your actual flight is tomorrow?
Yeah, actual flight tomorrow. So what happened was we had a crazy woman on the phone who spoke broken English. So Mom has on our notes today. That's what it's supposed to be.
All right.
I did the printout. She didn't read the printout.
Yeah, always confirm. Yeah, always confirm what day your flights are for. Hey, Dad, I got to run back to the show, but I'll be in touch shortly, okay?
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
We'll book your room at the Dutch Motel.
All right. So for those that are just tuning in, that was my dad live at Tampa International. My parents spent the weekend with us. My parents flew in on Friday night from Fort Lauderdale. They flew in. Great weekend. They catch an Uber to the airport this morning. The only problem is their flight is not this morning. Their flight is tomorrow, apparently. Wow. And they didn't check to see, didn't confirm the dates, and flight's sold out. They can't get them on the airplane.
You could use a little more parent time, you know?
Yeah.
Timeless memories.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so there we go. That's my dad at Tampa International.
Doesn't sound too bad.
All right, speaking of airports and airlines, we do have an update on that Southwest pilot. You remember the original story? We wondered what the heck happened. Well, now we know. More details have come out. I don't recall when we first talked about this, and I'm looking at a story from... This is a Newswire story from back in April. April 5th, former Southwest pilot charged with act of lewd, indecent, obscene exposure. A former pilot for Southwest Airlines has been charged with intentionally committing an act of lewd, indecent, obscene exposure of his genitals in a public place. The pilot was identified as Michael Hake in court documents filed on April 2nd. According to the one-page filing, Hake was the pilot in command on an August 10th flight from Philadelphia to Orlando when the incident took place. The filing alleges the acts began, continued, and were completed while the aircraft was in flight. So he exposed himself in the cockpit on the flight deck, and we were, what happened here?
Well, it was August 10th of last year, so not a lot of passengers were on that flight.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, but he had the whole plane to himself.
Yeah, but the question...
What happened?
Well, guess what? Now, over the weekend, the story came out on exactly what happened. Here it is. A Southwest Airlines pilot was watching porn and exposed his stuff to a female officer. So he was the captain. There was a female first officer in the right seat, and he's been sentenced to 1 year probation. Michael Hake, 60 years old, apologized before U.S. Magistrate Judge Mark Coulson, ordered him on Friday to serve probation, pay a $5,000 fine. It started as a consensual prank between me and the other pilot. I never imagined it would turn into this in 1,000 years. The incident occurred on a flight that he was piloting from Philadelphia to Orlando on August 10th of 2020. When the plane reached cruising altitude, Hake got out of the pilot seat and disrobed and began watching pornographic material on a laptop computer in the cockpit. So this is a Southwest Airlines flight, a 737 with, you know, passengers, I would imagine. Maybe not a full flight back on August 10th in the middle of the pandemic, but still.
And his excuse is, I never imagined it would have gone this far.
Well, what was the prank?
The excuse is, it's a consensual prank. And
So was it a game of truth and truth or dare? Did the female say, I dare you to take your clothes off and
I'm going to do it.
And then watching porn on his computer. How about you watch for other airplanes? How about you watch the radar? How about you watch all the flight instrumentation?
Okay, so he tells her, First Officer Cindy, you've got this, right? I'm going to take a quick break, watch a movie. Hey, Cindy, this movie is good. This is really good. I got to get undressed now. Like, how does it escalate to that?
He says that it started as a consensual prank, so there must have been some agreement. Did she say, I dare you to take your clothes off? But then she was part of this then. How did it get to the point where then she must have reported the incident, which turned into a criminal case?
I think when you pull out your co-pilot, that's suddenly crossing a line, big line.
Yeah, so he retired shortly after the incident. The assistant U.S. attorney blasted the pilot, saying he had a duty to comport himself in a much more responsible manner. Oh, you think? His attorney, Michael Salnick, had said in court filings that Hake accepts responsibility for his behavior, no excuses, but his client deserved a lenient sentence given his lifetime of hard work and kindness. He said the embarrassment was enough. That's crazy.
Maybe change the name of it to a pilot pit.
But
or something so. Anything else.
Yeah.
But what happened between him and the female first officer that got this thing going in the first place? I don't know. I can't figure it out. All right, 8:15, MJ Morning Show next. You're not going to believe what Michelle found in the middle of the road. This would have done a crap load of damage if Michelle would have hit this. She stopped, picked it up. I might give it away next. What was it? We'll tell you coming up. MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I want you to listen to this sound. Michelle found this in the middle of the road. Let me bring the microphone down to the countertop so you can hear this. Listen to this. First of all, it sounds like the noise in Simply Irresistible. You know, Simply Irresistible. Doesn't it?
Uh-huh. You're right at the end,
right? Yeah. Hey, Coop, can you bring up the song? Find that part of the song where it has the metal clink, all right? Michelle found this in the middle of the road. The number of road hazards in Florida, it's unbelievable. I think Florida has to be the worst state that I've ever seen this amount of junk in the road. You know what I see all the time, which are nasty? And you got to be careful. I'm telling you right now that me talking about this now and you avoiding this, if you see it, at least avoiding it safely, this could prevent you wrecking your tires. Those tie-down straps with, like, the S-hooks on them.
You're talking about ratchet straps?
Ratchet straps. So you have ratchet straps, but also you have the tie-downs that have the S-hooks.
Right.
I see those things on the road all the time, and those have metal ends and can be nasty as hell. Michelle, my lovely wife, driving in her X5, on Kennedy Boulevard. She's driving on Kennedy, and this right here is in the middle of the road.
Oh,
Michelle swerved to...
That is beautiful.
I mean...
Can I have that?
I was going to give it away to caller 10.
Oh, okay. I have one.
It's pretty cool.
That one's brand new.
All right, so Coop's got the noise from Simply Irresistible. Can you play that for me, please? Go.
Simply Irresistible.
All right, go. Let me hear it again. Yeah, it's the metal click. Listen to this thing. I can make the exact same noise. It's Simply Irresistible.
Can we time it up?
No.
Okay. I'm saying. You got jokes.
Folks, how good are you?
I'm holding a 10-pound. I weighed it. This is a 10-pound hunk of metal. It is a Kurt 7,500-pound trailer hitch.
Wow.
that fell off of somebody's vehicle.
You know what happened was it's brand new. They didn't put the safety pin in.
I don't think they put the pin in.
The cotter pin. They didn't put the cotter pin in. They just were bouncing around and it popped off.
It fell off middle of Kennedy Boulevard and Michelle almost hit this. Can you imagine the damage this would do to a vehicle?
Let's see this.
What a googan.
Go ahead and give me the sound. Drop it up. Put your mic down and. No, that's more of a thud. I'm not getting the clink out of you. Go ahead.
Look what you're doing to the table.
Don't damage the knob. Do the part that looks like a doorknob.
I dropped mine on paper.
Drop it on the floor.
Oh, great. Now you're telling me. I'm sitting here bricking the formica.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
I don't know.
Well, you almost just dropped your phone.
Hold on.
No, give me the thing. You're not getting this. But I'm thinking I give this away. Coop, is the image up on our website? It is up?
Yep, it's up right now.
All right, if you go to MJ, is it in the Daily Dribble?
No, it's featured, so
okay.
It's up there.
Oh, the feature. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, you got to take a look at this trailer hitch. So if anyone lost a 7,500-pound towing capacity, Kurt 2-inch ball, black metal with a chrome trailer hitch, I have it, and it was in the middle of Kennedy Boulevard. My God.
How big's the ball?
It's a 2-inch ball, I just said.
2-inch ball?
2-inch ball. Simply irresistible. Hold on. Now I'm not getting the same sound. What do you do to this thing? Simply irresistible. There we go.
There it is.
I got it.
You got to drop it on the ball, I think.
Oh, my God.
That would have killed you.
Can you imagine if this thing gets chucked up in the air and comes through a windshield?
Oh, my God.
Right, you can buy one of these at Advanced Auto Parts with a locking cotter pin for $42. Without the cotter pin, it's like in the about 30.
Anyway, the bottom line is, folks, please be careful as you drive around town. Be careful and watch for road hazards, because this would do, I'm telling you, this would do thousands of dollars in damage to a vehicle.
Or to a person, like you said, if it comes through a windshield.
Or it could kill somebody. And if you have trailer hitches, make sure the damn thing is locked in place and it's not going to fall out. Can you imagine on the highway if this thing came off at 70 miles an hour, what this could have done to a vehicle? Mm. So this is a public service. This is the do-good segment of the day and a public service. Should I give away the trailer hitch?
I mean...
Let's go.
It's brand new.
All right, caller 25. Who needs a trailer hitch? All right, caller 25 right now. You will win a Kurt 7,500-pound trailer hitch with a 2-inch ball.
Hey.
Now, it has no cotter pin, so you have to provide your own safety pin.
Caller 25, win the trailer hitch right now. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Simply irresistible. All right, 800-990-1047. Caller 25 wins the trailer hitch that Michelle almost ran over. It still has a sticker on the bottom. It's like brand new, this thing.
Look at the ball. Is the ball scuffed?
The ball is scuffed a little bit.
Okay.
So mine's completely rusted, so I'm about to take that thing.
It was used. All right, so caller 25, you win a trailer hitch right now. And then later on, I'm going to give away a $100 PDQ gift card. I mean, what, folks, what else?
MJ Morning Show, hello, your caller number 12.
What?
Dang it.
MJ so Morning much Show, unique
hello,
stuff.
Your caller number 13.
What else could you ask for? I'm giving away a PDQ gift card worth $100 later on. Right now, I'm giving away a chrome trailer hitch from the middle of the road. And then we're giving away a 2021 Kia Soul from Crown Kia, a $10,000 second prize, and a third prize of $5,000. And of course, that's for the Show Us Your MJ contest. All right, folks, three amazing prizes. By the way, the entries are really rolling in now, and it's going to run through the end of June. So hurry up and get your MJ Morning Show sign up and running. The sign has to say, the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. Put up a big display around the Tampa Bay area. You can enter as many times as you want. Put up as many signs and displays. Put it on your vehicle. Put it on your truck. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. Go to MJMorningShow.com for all the rules. You enter at MJMorningShow.com. You upload a picture of your creation, and you could win the brand new 2021 Kia Soul from Crown. Second prize is $10,000 for the second best sign, and third prize is $5,000 cash, all for making a sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105, and just display it in a great place. And creativity is endless on this, and locations where you can put the sign, endless. We have a winner?
Yeah, line 12.
Okay. Hi, it's MJ. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, do you need a 2-inch bowl trailer hitch?
Yes, I do.
Well, Kimberly, where are you calling from, Kimberly?
I'm calling from Riverview.
Well, Kimberly, you got it. You win.
Yay!
If you want to see the prize, if you want to see what it looks like, go to MJMorningShow.com. And it's, watch, the person that lost it on Kennedy is going to call us next. Kimberly, what do you need a trailer hitch for?
So that I can play Simply Irresistible.
That's why you're a winner.
Oh, man.
All right, Kimberly, hang on a sec. We'll pick up the phone in a second, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, we got to get all our information, too. Cool. All right, what a great winner.
That was funny.
Oh, that's great.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
We all got this. This is in the company email. Fester, you got it, right? You saw it this morning.
Yeah, I got it, and I quickly deleted it.
What time did I get this? I got this. This came in yesterday at 12 noon. So this was sent out on Memorial Day at 12 noon. And this is clearly a company test to see who's dumb enough to click on it.
They mail it out on a holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Guard down. Maybe people all boozed up sitting around the pool, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how many listeners have companies that do the same thing.
I got to hand it to this radio station, Beasley Media Group here. They really test us on this email stuff. Yeah. This is like the third one we've gotten.
It's email. It's just IT in general. In fact, every like month or so, we got to watch like some 3-minute video and then ask or then answer questions about like network and computer security. So, you
it's
know,
important.
So we don't end up like that Colonial Pipeline that, you know, somebody clearly opened up some file and allowed some ransomware worm into their computer system, which shut down, you know, the gas supply on the East Coast for, you know, 10 days or whatever it was.
You got to make sure people are on their toes.
Okay, but if this is them just testing to see if we're on our toes, they're kicking it to the next level.
All right, here's the deal. And I'd love to hear from people. If this sounds familiar, or if your company does this as well, we get an email yesterday, and the actual subject line is, Michael shared upcoming layoffs by department with you. And it says, hi, Todd Schnitt. Michael at so-and-so, hr.beasleymediagroup, blah, 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 invited you to edit the folder upcoming layoffs by department. So they're trying to like suck you in to think that, oh my God, I accidentally got this file. I've got a whole file of all the people that are going to get laid off, upcoming layoffs.
Ooh, who's on the list?
By the way, you know, they're starting to hire again. So a lot of companies are starting to hire again because we're coming out of the pandemic. But who falls for, I wonder how many, I want a list of the employees that actually fall for this, and then they click on the go to folder. Michael said, per your instructions, here is what we're anticipating for next quarter, and then there's a button to click to go to the folder, and it says, enjoy.
Well, enjoy.
Well, this is a little tricky, because before you guys started in October,
yeah,
somebody, I believe from corporate, accidentally really sent out private information that they shouldn't have.
Like what?
Like people's salaries.
Really?
Yeah.
For the whole company or just this?
Yeah, I mean, it was people in the company. Yeah.
Somebody sent a salary list to like all the email in the whole, all 56 radio stations?
It wasn't all 56 radio stations, but a lot of people in Tampa got it.
Oh my God. Wow. Like a spreadsheet?
Like a spreadsheet.
Like an Excel file or something?
Right. So that's why this is so tricky, because it could really be.
It's tricky. It's tricky.
What's happened in the past. Yeah.
Where's Froggy?
He probably clicked on the email. He falls for stuff like this.
Froggy hasn't been here the whole segment.
He disappeared
before we played Blondie.
He's not feeling well right now.
Really? All right. Yeah. But who falls for this? This has got to be a test where the IT department is testing employees. And if you click on the link, I'm not clicking on this thing, but I'm sure if you click on it, it probably says, what are you doing?
Roxanne, click the link.
I'll forward it to you.
No, you
and you can click.
Well, Fester has it.
Forward it to your MJ Morning Show.
First of all,
hold on, don't you have it?
I deleted it. I deleted it completely.
You didn't even want it anywhere near your inbox.
You got this as well, right?
Yeah, and I really want to click it really badly.
Click it real good.
It's right here on my computer. I'm just one click away.
Click it. Click it real good. Oh, click it. Click it real good. Click it.
It is a very inviting, just blue icon, just one little click to see.
How funny would it be if you click it and it's your name on there? Everybody has their own.
I was going to say, guess what? You're being laid off because you're a moron who clicked on this link, which could be an outside worm from a hacker, and you're going to compromise the whole computer system. Anyway, I thought it was interesting getting a little test email to see if you're dumb enough to click on a potential security risk. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105 next. We've got a neighbor from hell story that you got to hear. Neighbor from hell. As well as this TikTok fire warning. Parents, if your kids, teenagers are on TikTok, please listen to the next segment. It's coming up next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Froggy, I don't think feels well. Froggy's been out of the studio now for about half an hour.
Well, maybe that drone incident over the weekend really scared him.
Yeah.
If it scared his innards, then I would agree with you. But he was holding his tummy, not feeling so well.
Well, I hope Froggy's all right. Yeah. Do we know where he is? Do we need to send like a search and rescue party to see if he's all right?
I have a feeling I know where he is, and I do not want to be part of that search.
I understand. I fully understand. All right, neighbor from hell. This, you know, Froggy's had. I need Froggy in here for this segment.
He's had the worst. He has the worst neighbor.
Yeah, Froggy's had some really bad neighbors. This is crazy. This woman I'm about to talk about. This woman was actually the subject of a piece on 2020, the ABC News magazine, back in 2013. 8 years ago, she was on 2020. About the neighbor from hell story back then. This lady is like a serial neighbor from hell.
Now, where does she live?
This is in Minnesota. And this woman in Minnesota has a long history of terrorizing her neighbors. You know, I bet you we can go to phones here and ask, once I tell this story, take some calls from people that have neighbors from, you know what, let me see if I can prime up the phones and see if we get anybody. Does anyone listening right now have a neighbor from hell story? Neighbors that have done unbelievable things, outrageous things, horrific neighbors. What is your story regarding a neighbor from hell, either currently or maybe in the past?
Which really stinks. You just have like your home is your sanctuary. Yeah.
800-990-1047. That's the number. If you would like to tell us a neighbor from hell story, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. All right. Here's the deal with the Minnesota lady who's no stranger. Long history of doing this, and now she's facing brand new charges here in 2021 for allegedly harassing real estate agents and prospective buyers that are looking to purchase the home next door. Her name is Lori Christensen. She's 50. It's not very Christian of her, is it?
No.
Lori Christensen, 57, charged with two counts of felony stalking this week after repeated efforts to frighten off potential home buyers. Now, among other disturbing eccentricities that this woman does, they call her again the neighbor from hell. She reportedly keeps the head of a female mannequin mounted on a stake on the deck of her house. And she turns the head to face her neighbors whenever she's agitated. So she's got a mannequin head, a creepy mannequin head on a stake. And when she's angry at the neighbors, she turns the steak so the mannequin head is looking right at the neighbor's house.
Oh, I got my eye on you.
That's how you, exactly. That's how you know when she's angry.
That's just some harmless taunting.
No, really? Hang on a minute. Wait a minute. So charges have been filed in Ramsey County Court in Minnesota. This was late last week. And it alleges that Christensen photographed and videotaped clients, posted no trespassing signs all over her property facing the house for sale, and then would taunt real estate agents, harass the police and city officials. She would yell disparaging comments at potential renters or buyers of the house. And she would yell, "That was a meth lab house."
She actually has kind of a sense of humor. God, right?
No, she does not have a sense of humor. No, she is. This lady's like mentally cranked. So she would yell at people. Look, can you imagine? You have a real. Oh, and here's a lovely front yard, and it's a split level. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, and living room over here. Oh. Nice kitchen with an eat-in counter, and
it's a meth lab.
She would yell that the old people that lived in the house, the former, it was a meth lab. Oh. That house was a meth lab.
Oh my God,
this lady's nuts. All right, hold on. Tell phones. I'll be, Coop, tell phones. I'll be right there. If anyone listening has a neighbor from hell story, you know, different than this, or maybe it's the same. If you have any neighbor from hell story, 800-990-1047. We'd love to hear your story. 800-990-1047. If you have a neighbor from hell story.
I have to think, I'm going to steal that mannequin head on a fence post or on a pole. That's actually pretty effective.
Chloe had one of those old mannequin heads. I think it was like to put makeup on.
It was like a Barbie head or something.
No, it's a big real head.
Okay.
And we, for Halloween, we like dangle it from like fishing string.
Yeah, that's appropriate looks like it, for Halloween.
Like it's a floating head. Listen to this. My buyers actually liked the house and really liked the location, but we had an encounter with the neighbor which completely convinced the buyers that they would not make an offer on the house, said one real estate agent.
Did you guys see Step Brothers? Do you remember Step Brothers, the scene when they're trying to not get their house sold? And they start dressing up in horrible outfits to offend real estate.
You know, I've never seen that whole movie, which I'd have to ask the question, why did you watch Step Brothers?
Step Brothers is amazing.
Oh, come on.
It's like one of Will Ferrell, it's one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies. John C. Reilly.
What's the one on ice?
I didn't see that one.
The ice skaters one.
That's your favorite.
I think that's a nutty one as well. All right, tell phones, I'll be there in a second. Anyway, this woman's behavior goes back to 2013 when she was sentenced to a second consecutive 5-year probation after pleading guilty to violating a restraining order. This lady's out of her mind. Listen to this. We fear for our lives and for the lives of the renters and prospective home buyers and agents, said the previous neighbors in court documents. How can you sell or rent this house now? I'm losing sleep. I even experience a physical reaction when I'm faced with a situation that involves her. I start shaking and feeling very sick to my stomach from fear. This feeling of fear and intimidation has increased significantly of late as we have prepared to sell our house. This woman has convictions for domestic assault, violating a harassment restraining order, posted a $20,000 bond on Friday. She's due back in court at the end of the month.
Now, what does she give away for Halloween? Does it even go to that?
The neighbor from hell.
She's literally decreasing their home value.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Absolutely. Dalla's in Tampa. Dalla, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Do you have a neighbor from hell story?
Well, no, it's my husband. He's a neighbor from hell.
Oh, that's even better. So wait a minute, are you still? Are you still with your husband? Are you still married?
24 years.
All right, so tell me about why your husband's a neighbor from hell.
He looks in both of our neighbors' yards, tells them what they need to do in their yards, and tells them they need to clean this part up, clean that part up. Doesn't look in the back of his yard, threatens to call the community on him.
Yeah, code enforcement HOA or
to call and take him to court because they won't open up drain pipes so the water can run through. He is totally neighbor from hell.
All right, now, this is your husband. You live with him. Is he a husband from hell or just neighbor from hell?
Well, we had a little bit of both. I call him Ricky Ricardo.
Wait, so you've been married for 24 years?
Yes. The neighborhood calls him neighbor from hell.
Hey, listen, Dala, we'd like to crank call your husband because he sounds like a great time.
Yeah, you can have it. Give it to Froggy.
Don't give it to Froggy, yeah.
I mean, has he gotten into any physical altercations with any of the neighbors?
No, just Malady.
Does he have a mannequin head on a stake that he aims toward the neighbor's house?
No, he ain't got that bad yet.
All right, maybe that's his
religious.
That's his next trick. All right, Dala, thank you. I appreciate your call.
All right, have a good day.
How do you think her husband would feel knowing that the wife is calling a radio station, calling the MJ Morning Show to say, my husband's a neighbor from hell?
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I have the $100 PDQ gift card. We'll give that away in just a few minutes. So keep listening. I'll tell you exactly when to phone in, what number caller to be. Giving away a $100 PDQ gift card here on PDQ's Day. I'm also very concerned. We do have some breaking news here on the MJ Morning Show. And it's possible that Froggy might be having a kidney stone attack right now. Froggy's been out of the room for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Yeah, I asked him his current condition, and he is not doing well.
Where is he?
I think he's in the bathroom.
It came on strong and fast because he seemed fine for the first part of the show, and then when he just walked by, I was like, oh,
he's going to be able to drive home?
If he can't, then I have to drive him home. Or Roxanne take him home or something. Yeah, one of us will.
All right, well, I can take him home.
Yeah, Froggy might be undergoing a kidney attack right now with a stone. I had two stones that I've never had any kidney issues, and they run in the family. And I was like the only one without like debilitating kidney stones. And like 2 years ago, I had my first two kidney stones. And I'll tell you what, I would rather have been, I think, run over by a tractor trailer on I-75 and Fletcher, then undergo those kidney stones again. My God. And you know what? There's one more. I had two in my left kidney, and there's still like a 3-millimeter stone that is in my right kidney. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They're just going to let it work its way out.
Well, or it dissolves, or maybe it just stays there forever. I don't know. But, you know, every day it's like, oh my God, am I going to have another kidney stone attack? I have no clue. All right, here is our public service announcement. Didn't I do another public service announcement earlier today?
Yes, you did, about watching out for big things, metal hunks of junk in the road.
Yeah, because Michelle almost ran over a trailer hitch, which we ended up giving away earlier today. This is our second public service announcement. This is important stuff. This is community service right here at its best on the MJ Morning Show. And if you've got kids, teenagers, if you've got grandkids, and they're on this TikTok thing. Yeah, I know what TikTok is.
About to say, you couldn't sound any older.
I did that as a joke.
My clock goes TikTok.
If your kids, grandkids are on TikTok, you got to make sure that they're not. The problem with TikTok is that there are these stupid viral videos that permeate, and then you've got this copycat syndrome where people are trying, like the blackout game where kids are like dying. I mean, stop. Don't do these dopey things.
And then if it's like information that China can get about us, it's just showing how dopey we are.
Well, listen, the Chinese have full access to all the files and data and where people are, and I've got a big problem. That's why I'm not on TikTok. It's Chinese communist government controlled, you know, essentially. So here's the deal. A teenage girl is in the hospital in the burn unit. Third degree burns. This is a 13-year-old girl from Oregon, and she's been hospitalized with severe burns. Why? One of these stupid TikTok challenges. Destiny Crane of Portland brought a candle, a lighter, and rubbing alcohol into her family's bathroom to try to recreate a popular video where somebody uses flammable liquid on a mirror to draw a shape They're also using hairspray. They're taking hairspray and they're spraying it on the mirror,
okay,
turning off the lights, and then lighting, taking a match or a lighter to the mirror to then light the residue on fire on the glass mirror to make a pattern in the dark. And this girl starts screaming. I was in the living room talking with my mom, and I heard her scream my name. So I went and opened the bathroom door, and everything was on fire. Destiny was on fire. Things in the bathroom were on fire. She pulled the 13-year-old into the living room, ripped off her shirt. Neighbor called 911. Teen was brought to the hospital, where she's been in intensive care since May 13th when it happened.
Oh, my God.
Receiving third-degree burn treatment for a stupid TikTok viral video. I mean, 13 years old, you should know not to play with fire. But I know that, when, listen to this. Mother says, I know that when she wakes up and fully understands, she's probably going to freak out. Her family's now warning others to keep a close eye on what their children are doing on social media. Absolutely. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. So make sure your kids are not using flammable liquid in the bathroom, on a mirror, lighting it on fire because they saw this stupid thing on TikTok. All right, hang on. When we get back, Coop, this is pretty funny. Our producer, does he feel a little dumb, Fester?
I think now he does. At the time, he was emboldened.
All right, a trip to Key West and, a revelation. Next, MJ Morning Show and Hollywood Dirt on the way. The PDQ gift card also.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I'm gonna save
for the early crowd.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna save this for the early crowd. For any, you know, teenagers that could be listening, parents driving them to school. So I'm gonna save this for like 6:30, 7 o'clock tomorrow, and do it again because that's just insane. I just don't understand the whole monkey see, monkey do. And
just because you see it on TikTok doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Yeah, hello. And who would think that lighting something in your house on fire is a good idea? Just insane. All right, MJ Morning Show, Q105. Got Hollywood Dirt over here against a lot of loose ends. I'm still concerned about Froggy. Froggy's not been in the studio now for about an hour. Froggy is, do we even know where he is?
I don't know exactly where he is. I kind of did a quick search for him, and I had no luck.
Froggy, we understand, thinks he might be having a kidney stone attack, which that's no fun. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So hopefully Froggy's going to be okay. Coop, our producer, who is, 23 years old, right, Coop?
Yes, I'm 23.
Now, you were off on Thursday and Friday. You had a fill-in helping produce the show on Thursday and Friday. And that's because you and friends, or was it just you?
Nope, me and friends, roommates, and guys I went to school with.
And you headed down to the Florida Keys.
That's right, all the way down south.
And you drove all the way down.
Yeah, it was like 6.5 hours,
that's
7 hours.
We
had three people in the car, so it wasn't that crowded.
That's a miserable drive, man. I'm sorry.
There's nothing on Alligator Alley.
No.
Not even alligators.
No. You can stop at the Indian reservation, you know, in Immokalee, right? Is that where it is?
Right in the middle.
Yeah. But that's just I hate that drive.
That's the best place to get gator jerky.
Gator jerky? Immokalee? Yeah, Immokalee.
You got great football there, too.
Right, so you are in the car, you're driving down to Key West. That was final destination?
Yep, all the way down.
Where do you guys stay? Some budget hotel?
Yeah, some hotel off of Duval Street, a couple blocks away.
How many rooms did you guys have?
One.
The reason why I asked that is that's what I figured. So who? You had people sleeping on the floor?
Yeah, we had four single beds and six guys. So we had to bring an air mattress. We had to sneak an air mattress in.
Oh, great.
Save that money.
All right, now this was a little bit embarrassing, correct?
Well, yeah, I feel a little lied to, actually. I feel betrayed.
Why do you feel lied to?
By the music we play on this radio station, I feel betrayed.
All right, Coop. Coop, our 23-year-old producer, feels betrayed by the music we play on Q105 as he headed to the Florida Keys for a long weekend. And what exactly about the Q105 music betrayed you?
There's a certain song that we play a lot, but it's a great song. This one right here.
Yeah. Beach Boys.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on.
Yeah.
All real places.
By the way, Ted, I think this counts as a song.
Well. Yep, I was there.
There's a place called Kokomo.
All right, is there
not a place called Kokomo.
What? Really?
So you actually thought that off the Florida Keys there's a place called Kokomo?
Yes. Okay, listen, I'm not good at geography, but all of those places that the Beach Boys talk about are real. So when I went down to Key West.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me hit it again. Hang on. Let's listen here.
Aruba, yep. Jamaica.
Yep.
Ooh,
yep.
Take it. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, yep. Mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go Jamaica?
Yes, all those are real. You're 100% right. So all of those all of those places in the song are correct. Now you want to keep track again here? Let's count one more time. So yes,
Aruba.
Yes, Aruba.
Real location.
Yep.
Jamaica.
Jamaica's real.
Yes, very real.
Bermuda, real location.
Yeah, the triangle.
Bahamas, real location.
There we go.
Key Largo, northern part of the Keys. Absolutely. John Pennekamp area, right? And
Montego
is Montego Bay. That's Jamaica, right? Montego?
Sounds about right. Sounds real.
All right,
baby, why don't we go Jamaica?
Yep. All right. And
off the Florida Keys.
Yeah.
There's a place called Kokomo.
No, there's not. There's not a place.
There's not a place
but
called
Kokomo. But it does sound like they're selling it very specifically.
I mean, they might as well give a specific street address. They're so specific.
I looked so dumb, you guys. I asked about 10 people where Kokomo was. After the first two locals, I was like, hey, how do you guys get to Kokomo? And they laughed, and I was like, wow, I must have some of my teeth. And by the fifth person, someone had to go like, dude, Kokomo's not real. I was like, no way.
Oh, that's hysterical. So you thought, what, you take a boat to Kokomo or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it sounded relaxing. I wanted to get away.
That's where you want to go to get away from it all.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right in the lyrics.
Hey, where's the excursion boat to Kokomo? We want to go to Kokomo for the afternoon.
No, Dry Tortugas. No, we don't want to go there. We want to go to Kokomo.
We want a tropical drink melting in your hand.
That's hysterical. So who finally told you that there's no place called Kokomo and that all the other geographical locations in the Beach Boys song are real except for Kokomo?
Some guy at this place called Hog Heaven, some bar down the Keys.
Oh, God.
That's hysterical. That is funny stuff right there. So you felt pretty dumb?
I felt pretty, pretty dumb. So I'm going to do some research next time I try to go to like Margarita or like Funky Town or something.
Yeah, well, yes, where's Margaritaville? Well, that's actually, there is a bar, right? You go to Sloppy Joe's and have a pina colada out of the machine?
It's right off of Electric Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to rock on to Electric Avenue?
Well, if it's real, I'll go.
Yeah. Let's give away the PDQ gift card right now. It's PDQ's Day, folks. Thanks for your patience. Good things come to those who wait. Caller 50. Caller 50 right now wins a $100 PDQ gift card. Caller 50. Can you imagine $100 PDQ? $100 right now. Caller number 50, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you call her 50, you got a $100 PDQ gift card here on PDQ's Day. 800-990-1047. Good luck. Hey, also, you want to win another serious prize? Prizes? We are giving away a brand new 2021 Kia Soul from Crown Kia. We're giving away $10,000 cash as second prize. Third prize is $5,000 cash. All you have to do is make an MJ Morning Show sign that reads, "The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. If you're a business, put it up on your marquee. You have a side wall of your business on a busy road. I mean, the whole Tampa Bay area, folks, is your canvas, your home. have a spot off the interstate where you want to put up a big sign along the fencing so thousands and thousands of cars can see your sign. You want to hang it from somewhere. I mean, think about it. The possibilities are endless on where to hang and display an MJ Morning Show sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. We are utilizing you to help us advertise the return of the show. In return, three amazing prizes. The best sign on display in the Tampa Bay area wins a brand new car, a 2021 Kia Soul. Second prize, second best sign, $10,000 cash. Third best sign, $5,000 cash. Folks, it goes through the end of the month. So you have time to get your sign made and get it displayed and let it sit up for the month of June, and the best signs will win. This is a serious deal, folks. And it's so easy to do this, and you could be in the running like that. All the details, all the instructions, the rules, the entry form, MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Froggy has left. Fessu, do we know if he's having a kidney stone attack? And if he is it safe for him to drive? Should somebody have brought him home?
Well, that probably would not have been a terrible idea. I don't know that it's necessarily a kidney stone attack. He also, I think, twisted or pulled his back this morning.
God, he's a wreck.
I saw him stretch and he kind of twisted and he kind of reached for his lower back.
Should we call him?
I don't know. That's a terrible idea. I mean, I'd like to check on him.
Hold on a minute. What's his number? Hang on, man. I got to look it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know part of it, but I don't know all of it.
Which part do you know?
The area code. He knows the area code.
Well, I'll give you three of the numbers.
Hang on. Let me just look it up here quickly.
But no,
all right, I got it. Let me dial him up and see if he's all right.
Like in the second hour of the show, I see him stretch and he reaches for his back right away, and he tweaked himself, and then it was so painful that
it might not be a kidney stone, or
it's midsection pain.
I don't think if you twist, you dislodge a kidney stone buried in the caverns of your kidney.
I don't know. He's probably not going to pick up. He's the worst phone picker up forever.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Text him.
I don't want him texting and driving if he's having a kidney attack.
Yeah, talk on your phone is much safer.
I don't think he's picking up. Yeah. I don't think so.
Let me just tell him he's going to get charged.
Please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message.
You want to leave a message, Fester?
Yeah. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevorkian. I'm checking in. Hey, it's MJ and the crew.
No, it's really Dr. Kevorkian. Yes, that's
Froggy,
exactly.
Yeah. You all right? Call us back, Froggy. We're worried about you.
Hey, I just talked to Terry in HR, and you're getting billed for half a sick day. All right, I mean, you come here 2 hours and you leave? What the hell is that all about?
Bye. Hey, good luck to the Lightning. Lightning will have game 2 of round 2. If you were not following, round 2 game 1 was Sunday night, late Sunday afternoon into Sunday night, and the Lightning won. What was that, a 2-1?
Yes.
I think they beat the Carolina Hurricanes. It was 2-1 up in Raleigh, and game 2 in round 2 is tonight, also away up in Carolina, and that's 7:30 tonight. So good luck, Lightning. And then they'll bring it home for 2 games, and hopefully they'll win tonight and then win 2 at home, and they'll shut out Carolina in 4 games.
I know Victor Hedman would love that because he's pretty beat up, and he still had an amazing game. But these guys play. They're tough guys, even if they got injuries.
Hey, listen to this. This is pretty gross. Did you get the video up on the website? Is it up at MJMorningShow.com, Coop?
The TikTok of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty nasty, huh?
I mean, the mouse looks like he's enjoying himself.
There's a mouse in the meat case of a Whole Foods in Manhattan.
Oh.
While customers are in the store, while people are shopping, there is a mouse in the meat case. And this is the... Snacking on some veal, I believe. So this mouse was caught on video. It was posted up on TikTok, Whole Foods Manhattan at Columbus Circle. What would you say if I told you that I purchased meat out of that exact same store and that exact same case?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, because when I was up in New York, I did my afternoon show, my Schnitt show from West 57th and 10th at the CBS Broadcast Center is where my studio is located. And to come home to go to the Upper West Side, I would walk down, 57th Street. I'd hook a turn on to 9th, then walk over to Columbus Circle and I'd pick up the B or the C train took me right up to, 96th and Central Park West, and I'd get off right there. We lived on our brownstone on 95th and Central Park West. So it was the train took me right there. But the Whole Foods was right there at Columbus Circle. So a lot of times I would stop in that Whole Foods after the Schnitt show at 6 p.m. I'd walk. I'd be there in 5 minutes, and literally exactly where this video was, I've been standing right there. And you can see the mouse inside the case, and it looks like he's going after some he's munching on veal chops.
He's on veal ossobuco. You can see the bone right there.
Oh my God.
$22.99 a pound for the veal ossobuco.
All right. You posted, is this on Daily Drivel?
It's a Daily Drivel video, yeah.
If you go to MJMorningShow.com, it's on our Daily Drivel section. You got to see this. But knowing that I have purchased meat out of this exact same case at the Whole Foods at Columbus Circle in Manhattan, just knowing that I stood right there, I've probably leaned on that glass. I probably touched that glass right there.
Is that a mouse or is it a baby rat?
No, it's a rat. It's a baby rat is what it is. It's a small rat inside the meat case.
You can see the snouty, the black eyes and the snouty nose.
Unbelievable. It's anyway, if you want to see the video, it's up at MJMorningShow.com. Oh. All right, folks, we'll see you back here tomorrow. I think that about does.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
This TikTok video is actually more cute than I thought it was.
It's a cute video.
It's kind of cute.
It's not quite as disgusting as it is cute, but I've purchased meat out of that case. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Oh, who is the winner for the PDQ gift card?
Keisha from Tampa.
Keisha from Tampa. Good. Oh, one other thing with PDQ, folks, and this is great. If you go ahead and you download the PDQ app, download the PDQ app right now. Go to your app store. If you don't have the new PDQ app, download the app before noon today, and you'll also be entered to win free PDQ food. 10 lucky winners will have up to $25 of free PDQ money loaded onto their app for use at the store. So go to your app store and download the new PDQ app, and then stand by. You'll be notified if you win. See you tomorrow, folks.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.